Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, representative Divine Mission, author and presenter PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to Face the Truth. Facing the truth today are the architects, masterminds and catalysts of the Project for New American Century. The Project for New American Century Inception is the topic of discussion. The masterminds, architects, and catalysts, the Project for New American Century invented terror as the means to implement agenda. The Project for New American Century is an extension of the concept New World Order. New World Order was formalized in the former President Ronald Reagan era. New World Order seeks one world government, rejecting sovereign and republic status of all nations on earth. The prototypes of New World Order were introduced through United Nations and UNSC, United Nations Security Council, in particular, involving five members, United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China. The nuclear nations with imperialistic aspirations and legacy. The privilege is self-granted veto power to enforce economic sanctions invariably on non-Western nations, in addition to military interventions for economic and strategic interests. Simultaneously, the plan was further developed with the formation of European Union, EU, consisting highly paid bureaucrats in Brussels, Belgium, and EU states leaderships, namely Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Scandinavian royalty like Sweden, among others, and Britain's monarchy, colluded Nexus Group, to name a few, in the influential role. EU, along with ECB and IMF, imposing severe austerity to cripple economy, has generated generational debtors in the respective member states in Europe, witnessed in Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Euro members within EU. New World Order is premised on parallel government, that is, UN and EU controlled and run by power-mongering and greed-motivated forces using violence and fear induction to subjugate population worldwide. UN and EU, along with NATO, as the military wing under United States military establishment, engaged in provocative exercise and military drills in the Baltic, Yellow and South China Sea, in addition to Middle East incursions, summarize expansive operations exerting global dominance despite colossal failures thus far. Elections serve as convenient mechanisms to legitimize illegitimate authority functioning as behind-the-scenes operatives with selected representatives as heads of the government to execute plan and policy against republic and sovereignty. Furthermore, elections promote ideological platform, communalism, corruption via campaign funding from unlimited sources, not barring unsavory organizations and entities far and wide. Vote rigging and fraudulence with bribery to voters in cash and kind in rural and urban areas alike. Understanding present global situation embroiled in incessant violence and bloodshed requires comprehension of the cause and effect as nothing happens without reason. Project for New American Century is hegemony goal, notwithstanding global syndicate comprising major powers poised as allies and adversaries in disguise to promulgate supremacy at the vast majority expense. Accordingly, there is absolute disregard for life other than their own and little or no concern for environment, considering the stance on nuclear disarmament and unabated terror manufactured and unleashed in diverse format, such as gun violence in the United States, false flag events beginning with September 11, 2001 in the US and subsequently in world capitals, to prolong ordinary citizens, the working class, marginalized and disenfranchised plight world over. In the increasingly deceptive settings and choreographed electoral process, whether the presidential race in the United States and similarly elsewhere, public awareness on factual information and reality assertively challenged, with inundated propaganda dominating airwaves, communication media, entertainment, and educational institutions devoted to subversion and distortion. The contemporary dilemma is, could the circumstances be reversed with the elimination of counterproductive indulgence? The answer is unequivocally possible and inevitable for anything that endangers survival and habitat existence is unsustainable and eventually succumb to disaster. Meanwhile, humanity rising to the occasion in resistance to decadence is the viable and compulsory option towards liberty, equality, and most importantly, peaceful atmosphere in a nuclear and terror-free zone, besides economic and social opportunity. I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with more information on various issues concerning humanity. Peace to all. Thank you.